Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? Mark here. Welcome back to After Hours Entrepreneur. Thanks for subscribing and sharing with a friend, by the way. That means a lot. My goal, my mission is to help you grow your idea into a six and seven figure business. Last year was my first year, fully self-employed. I want that for you too, baby. I want that for you too. But it is not going to happen without action. It is not going to happen without action. And a few times this past week, I've experienced friends, family, colleagues, employees who are stuck, or maybe not necessarily stuck, but they're delaying the inevitable. They're delaying the action that needs to happen. And I've spent a lot of time doing this myself. I was just recently speaking to Noah Kagan here on the podcast. He's the founder of AppSumo and wrote the book Million Dollar Weekend. And he makes this point in the book that is so good. It's so good. And his point is that when you're starting a business, when you're starting a side hustle, when you're starting a new project, you need to go directly to what matters. Because what most people do, what I've done in the past is I have an idea. Well, I need to create an LLC and I need to set up a bank account and I need a website and I need the social medias and I need t-shirts and business cards. None of that crap matters. I hope you're listening to me. None of that crap matters. What you need to do is see if it's viable. You go, you do it, you get on the phone. And Noah gives this awesome example in the book where he says, if you have an idea for a dog walking business, start calling people that have dogs and ask them if they're interested in the service. And maybe you're too expensive. Maybe the market's not there. Maybe it is. Maybe you get 10 people that are like, yep, I want my dog walked. But the example that Noah gives in the book is the person he knows that did this found out that actually people don't need their dogs walked. They need dog sitters. They need dog sitters. And so instead of creating a dog walking website and a dog walking LLC and a dog walking shirt, the person created dog sitting. And do you know how much time that person saved? How much money that person saved? Countless. And if that person would have done what I've done in the past, what you may have done, what other people have done, and said, well, let me build out all this stuff. What all of that is a distraction. And it is an excuse for our insecurities. The only reason that we do those things is because we're afraid. We're afraid of rejection. We're afraid people might laugh and snicker behind our backs. I don't care. Repeat after me. I don't care. Repeat after me. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Because the only way you're actually going to find out what works is with the failures. That's the only way you're going to get to what works. And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and we're talking about cold email marketing. Okay, cold email marketing. And basically what I mean there is I'm starting to dive headfirst into this, sending out dozens, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of emails to people who have never heard of me before. And the goal there is to convert these cold leads into warm leads into clients, basically. And I'm walking through that whole process. And so I built that out over the past week. I've sent out probably 50 emails now as I warm up my domains. I'll give you a whole episode on that. But I got on a call with this guy and he starts walking me through this cold email project that he's been working on. He's been working on it for months and months and he's hiring people. He's doing all this stuff. He has not sent out one email yet. He's showing me all these sequences and all these plans. And it's like, bro, you've got hundreds of emails. Why you haven't pressed go yet? What are you doing? You had to press go because every ideas are cheap. It's the execution that matters. And if you don't start, you're never going to find out what works. And you know, what really galvanized me and told me I need to deliver this podcast message today is I was on a call with one of my team members and he is a badass. He is a badass. He's produced tens of thousands of pieces of content. Together, we've helped clients get millions and millions of downloads, hundreds of millions of views. Like, the guy is a freaking sick ass, badass Everyone needs someone like this dude on their team. And I'm talking to him and I said, listen, I want to get you on more calls with clients so that you can do more of this strategy, more of the strategy work. It kind of eliminates some of the miscommunications that happen when I speak to a client and then I relay it to you and then you execute it. And the client, I want to clean this up. He's like, yeah, okay. I mean, I'm not really comfortable doing that, but okay, maybe I could do that. But first, I want to clean up my, I just want to make sure I look better on camera. I'm going to get this mic and I'm going to fix the background. I said, bro, stop. Just stop right now. You don't need any of that stuff. That stuff's good. I'm glad that you're working on it. In fact, I'll help you pay for some of that. I'm down. Yo, I want to invest in you. You're a badass. But you don't need all that stuff to get on a call with someone. And so this is my call to action for you today. This is my challenge to you, the listener, the badass, the side hustler, the six-figure, seven-figure business owner. Just do it. Just like Nike said, just do it. Just freaking do it. Because the longer you delay, the longer it's going to take you to get to the result you want. And if you are delaying the inevitable, I challenge you to ask yourself to look in the mirror and say, why have I not started yet? Why have I not started? If it's because you're embarrassed that someone from high school is going to make fun of you, F them. It doesn't matter. All right. There's nothing more I can say. Whatever you've been putting off doing, whatever you're delaying doing, just do it. And if this really speaks to you, shoot me an email, mark@marksavantmedia.com. I'll see you next time. Peace.